I don't want to predict this fight, but you know, I'm gonna promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
The following is a special presentation exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, this special Sunday edition. Of course, we're coming off the big fight last night, Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. Now, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I feel that Marquez got jobbed, and so did the majority of boxing fans. As Fight News, the number one website in all of boxing, they had a poll last night, and 58% thought that Juan Manuel Marquez won the fight, 33% thought Manny Pacquiao won the fight, and 10% thought it was a draw. And the judges' scores turned out being 116-112. That's 8-4 in rounds for Manny Pacquiao, 115-113 for Manny Pacquiao, and the other judge had a 114-114, a draw. So that makes it a majority decision for the Pac-Man, who makes his 54th victory. Bottom line is, I thought he got beat. I thought he got schooled. And when, you know, talking about ring generalship, people talk about how do you score a boxing match? Well, you break it down to four criteria: effective punching, effective aggressiveness, defense, and ring generalship. And last night, Marquez won the fight with ring generalship. And I know a lot of people don't realize what that is, but we'll bring in Johnny Buzz, one of the most vocal matchmakers in all of boxing, right after this. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us on my toll-free, and I mean toll-free meaning it won't cost you a dime, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are broadcasting live right now at Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button. Watch our live video.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left. You don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Little Tower of Power there, of course, the house band, T.O.P., Tower of Power. You check them out at towerofpower.com, of course. Pedro has his own section there. We're updating that as of Monday. I'll have a new song of the month. Actually, I'm going to put together a five-song set back from 1973 with Lenny Williams on lead doing all the old Tower of Power hits. That'll be at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board, Pedro's song of the month. That's towerofpower.com. You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide. Of course, we are broadcasting live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. That's the live audio. We're doing a video feed right now on Facebook, and that is Facebook/Ring Talk, Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Then you hit the Ustream button, and we're on live as far as the video is concerned. And I'm looking at it right now, and it is off and rolling. It's 10 minutes into the show, and that's the way it's just supposed to be. Anyway, last night, Manny Pacquiao won a very controversial decision. My next guest doesn't think it was that controversial, but the judges had it 114-114, 115-113, and 116-112. Now, the majority of boxing fans, as I said earlier, at least according to Fight News, 58% of them thought that Manny Pacquiao lost the fight to Juan Manuel Marquez. 33% thought Manny Pacquiao won, and 10% thought that it was a draw. Now, the Filipino fans that I've talked to this morning admitted it wasn't a great fight by Manny Pacquiao, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what they're trying to say is, underneath their breath, he lost. My next guest doesn't think he lost. And, of course, he is our own Kevin Perry, KP, of course, from the City of Angels at ringtalk.com. What's up, big Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
Nothing. Talk to me about that scorecard. How'd you have it last night?
I thought Pacquiao won a close fight, but I thought pretty much clearly won. My kind of assessment of what happened with, you know, people thinking that it's a robbery, I think what happens is when a guy is an 8-1 underdog and he performs at the same level as his opponent, obviously in people's minds, he usually gets the benefit of the doubt, and people definitely probably give him the benefit of the doubt in some of the close rounds. But what bothers me is I don't see how a close fight that could go either way be considered a robbery.
Because it's
I think that people need to get away from that whole idea. I mean, Lara against Williams, now that's the perfect example of a robbery. In this case, the you know, one guy lost and one guy won, and it could have went either way. In my mind, I thought that Pacquiao was a little bit more busy. Some of the rounds that were close, I think Marquez could have kind of stepped his foot on the gas pedal a little more, made it a little bit more clear cut. But, I mean, it was just like the first two fights. Marquez at times just really didn't press the issue. He kind of waited on Pacquiao in a lot of the rounds.
But he's a counterpuncher.
He's a counterpunch. And I understand the style. I understand he is a counterpuncher. But at the same time, that's the exact reason why he didn't win the first two fights is because a lot of judges tend to score for the guy that's the aggressor. And well, a lot of times that happens in big bouts, and I could totally see people's point of view that Marquez won. I just think this cry for robbery, I think, is a little bit ridiculous.
Okay, let me run this by you, okay? I mentioned ring generalship in the ring in the open of the show, and I thought that's where Juan Manuel Marquez really mastered last night. I mean, he didn't get knocked down. He didn't really get severely hurt as he did in the first two fights with Manny Pacquiao, getting knocked down a few times the first time and getting knocked down once, that being the determining factor in their second fight. Now their third fight happens, and I think that Marquez did a little bit more that he wanted to do. He was the man as far as ring generalship was concerned. He sort of controlled the action, a lot of what was going on. Manny was missing. Manny was throwing a lot. He was missing a lot. And I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, I had Marquez up by 2 points, and I'll have Johnny Boz on a little bit later in today's show, and he thinks that Marquez won by a lot further than that. But all right, but the masses, the majority of people, now you say it's because he was a 7-1 underdog and he performed so well, but he shouldn't have been a 7-1 underdog to Manny Pacquiao considering their first two fights. I mean, I laid the odds out of 3.5 or 4-1, and I thought that was fair. And having learned how to lay out odds by the great Herbie Hoops Lambeck of Leroy Sportsbook, the retired bookmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, I think I know what I'm doing when I lay out odds. And I had it a 3.5 or 4-1 to fight. I think that's the way it should have been. And they, some people bet it up to 7-1. But you have to realize that, Kevin, that the fight can open at 4-1, but if they bet enough money on Manny, it can move all the way to 10-1. And that's what happened, is that the Filipinos all bet on Manny. And, you know, and some of the wise guys bet on Manny as well, and that boosted the odds. But what about the booing last night? I mean, we had it wasn't an all-Mexican crowd. It was a predominantly Filipino crowd. I mean, I looked
at from what I hear, the majority of the fight fans there were Mexicans. There's more Mexican fans there than Filipino fans, from what I hear.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I can't see into the crowd to you know, differentiate from who's who. But, and you know, I think in my mind, a lot of the booing also was, it really wasn't a performance that you expected from actually either guy, because Marquez, he did fight a very smart fight and very tactical, but he wasn't really, he wasn't willing to exchange. He was kind of waiting on Pacquiao, but it was a very intelligent game plan on his part. And Pacquiao kind of looked just really off his game. So from that standpoint, I mean, who knows exactly the reason why they're booing. I'm sure a lot were booing because they thought Marquez won, but I don't think you could just necessarily say everyone was booing for the same reason.
Okay, CBS Sports says, quote, as boos and cans and bottles rang down on the rings, Pacquiao celebrated another victory and another huge payday. My fans are very happy because they thought I won. Is that what he thought when the bottles and the cans were coming at him? I mean, is he getting such... Has he become such a politician that he's talking BS, talking out of both sides of his mouth? Because I got news for you. The only time I've ever had anything thrown at me in the ring is when I bolo punched a Los Angeles sheriff in the police Olympics down in San Diego, California. Bolo punched him, dropped him, stood over him with my hands raised in the air in the whole nine yards, and I infuriated the crowd. So they threw some stuff in the ring at me because they were hot. Okay, there was no question about it. I sort of incited them, and I did so on purpose because I was fighting in Southern California, and they put me in against a pro that had 13 pro fights, and they expected me to lose. They had a bad bogus weigh-in the whole nine yards, so I was a little infuriated by the whole thing. But as booze, cans, and bottles rang down in the ring, Pacquiao celebrated another victory. Booze, cans, and bottles. I haven't seen booze.
No, but Pedro, you have to remember here, when what he said was, his fans were happy that he won. The people that were throwing bottles at him, those weren't his fans. Those were Marquez's fans. So I mean, you have to look in hindsight of what the guy said, which obviously it's kind of like a political statement. Obviously, your supporters are going to think you won in a close one, a close presidential race, or you know, or anything what have you. So I think in that sense, you know, he was just saying what you would expect him to say. I mean, usually when a fighter loses a close fight, they say they won. Okay. And when a guy wins a close fight, he's not going to say he lost. He's going to say he won. Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty standard. A fighter's going to say he thinks that he won the fight.
Quotes from Juan Manuel Marquez last night as he stormed out of the ring. He was so upset he just stormed out of the ring. This was the second rob quote. This was the second robbery, and this was the worst. We won with cleaner punches. And the third fight between the two was as close as the previous two, according to CBS Sports. And at the time they finished 12 rounds, the outcome was still in doubt. Pacquiao won some rounds with sheer aggression, while Marquez won others with brilliant counterpunching, keeping Pacquiao from getting inside. Don't you think that based on their first two fights, when Pacquiao was able to drop him and push him and punish him against the ropes, that this was a totally different fight? The complexion was totally different, and that the ring generalship I mentioned of Juan Manuel Marquez was superior to that of Manny Pacquiao?
Well, I think you make a great point there, you know, but everything is subjective when you're watching a fight. So, like, for example, a lot of the rounds kind of seem to maybe favor Marquez, because when Marquez was landing his punches, they looked a little bit more sharp than Pacquiao. But a lot of the round, Marquez wasn't really doing a lot. He was sitting there waiting. Pacquiao was landing little jabs here and there. They're getting exchanges. Pacquiao would land a pretty decent punch. They didn't look as good as Marquez's punches. But a lot of time, Marquez just wasn't really doing a lot of work.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to really, these fights can be debated forever. I mean, it's like Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, they'll probably debate who won this fight for years to come.
So okay, all right, now, last but not least, before I let you go, you sent me a text last night. What did you say in the text?
Oh, I said, based on this last performance by Pacquiao, I think he can't hit Mayweather with the ping pong paddle on the ass.
Yep, that's exactly what I've been saying for a long, long time. But I thank you for giving my props, man. You're the greatest. You're the best webmaster going. And I will talk to you real soon.
You had to throw that one in there, didn't you?
Well, of course I had to. I mean, because that's what I've been saying for the longest. I mean, I think it's a mismatch. I just don't even think it's a close fight. I don't think that – I really don't. I think it reeks of a mismatch, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. And I think that's the reason why Manny Pacquiao has not fought Floyd Mayweather in a year and a half, when he was supposed to fight in March 13, 2010, and he put in and said fought Joshua Claudi, and then Antonio Margarito, and then Shane Mosley. He fought those three guys because he knew once he fights Floyd Mayweather, he'll be exposed for what he is, limited. I got to run, Kevin. I love you, and thanks for everything.
All right, man, take it easy, and have a good day.
The main man that runs the website at ringtalk.com, Mr. Kevin Perry, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network as well. We are live at sportsbyline.com. We are live on the affiliates across the country here on the network. And, of course, we are live at facebook.com/ringtalk. Just hit the Ustream Live button, and Rosario Cervantes will tune you in to the show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The H3 battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strap. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! And it is all over. Standing.
Check it, 27, make it 28 minutes past. I was dancing to that song last week. Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. The long version was like 8 or 10 minutes long. So I was out there moving, doing my thing, showing that I'm one of the best R&B dancers in the world. But bottom line, it takes two to tango, and my lovely dance partner was excellent as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, folks. And the moral of the story today is, if you're a kid, stay out of the Penn State locker room. Oh, low blow. Yeah, that's the way it goes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And last night, my next guest correctly predicted the winner. I don't know if he predicted it would happen as fast as it did, but Junior Dos Santos knocked out Cain Velasquez in 1:06. I mean, it was one punch. Then once he got down on the ground, he punched Cain a few times, and then Cain sort of turned his face away in resignation. And the referee, John McCarthy, just stepped in and stopped the fight. So, first of all, Matt, all meat grizzle. I want to welcome you to the show and congratulate you on that fine pick last night. I mean, you were right on the money, as you are most of the time.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I wish it would have gone a little longer. We would have seen a little more on Fox. But, hey, that's the way it goes.
Did that hurt things? Did that hurt the UFC debut on Fox, the fight being so short?
I think it did. I really do. I almost think they should have maybe went ahead with the heavyweight fight and then replay one of the other fights if that happened, and they didn't do that because there were some great fights on the card. Ben Henderson and Clay Guida, Ricardo Lamas and Cub Swanson. There were some good fights that they streamed on Fox Sports and Facebook that most people didn't get to see.
Okay. Let's talk about the fights coming up the 19th. Of course, Mauricio Shogun Rua, 20-5, 6'1", 205 pounds, taking on Dan Hendo Henderson, 28-8-0, no draws. He's 6'1 as well, 205 pounds. Now, we've written off Henderson about 5 or 6 times, and each time he's come back and he's sort of proved us all wrong. Is he going to do it again?
You know, I see a lot of people picking him. You know, he's 41 years old now, and but again, he's got that H-bomb, that right hand he throws, and, guy, he can just still put anybody out with that. I still favor Mauricio Rua in this fight. It's another one of those that a lot of people refer to it as an old school pride fight. it's crazy these guys never met in Pride, but I got to think Mauricio who's going to pull it off. I think Dan Henderson might get old overnight in this fight.
Okay, the local guy Kung Lee, and I'm going to say Kung Lee is L E. He's from Vietnam. He was a fantastic star about 4 or 5 years ago, but he got in the movies. He got soft. He came back and he was winning a fight until he got whooped at the end. But he's taking on Wanderlei Silva. Now Wanderlei Silva is definitely at the end of the road, isn't he?
He is, and he's one of my MMA idols. He's one of the guys that got me into the sport. I've met him on a couple occasions when he's swung by work. He's a really, really humble, nice guy. It's another tough fight for him. The thing is, what happened to Wanderlei is he took that head kick against Mirko Krokop at the last Pride event, I believe. Once you get checked like that and knocked out like that, you don't have a chin anymore. And he still charges in like a maniac, and he doesn't have a chin, and he just can't do it. But he still does, so he keeps getting knocked out.
Okay. Uriah Faber is on the card. Who's he going to be fighting? A guy named Bowles. What's Bowles' first name?
Brian Bowles. Yeah, he was the guy who dethroned Miguel Torres a while back when Torres was something like 35-1 and, you know, one of the top pound-for-pound guys that when he fought in the WEC. But Bowles can bang, and this is going to be a tough fight.
This pound for pound thing doesn't last long in the world of MMA, does it?
It doesn't. The list is all over the place. It's just so many ways to win and so many ways to lose. It's hard to keep it a consistent list.
Okay, Stephen Bonner taking on Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle Kingsbury is a house fighter here at RingTalk.com. Of course, he's my good buddy and all this kind of good stuff. And he takes his snack products and he lives here in the Bay Area. He's taking on Stephen Bonner. Stephen Bonner at the end of the road, is this a tune-up fight, an easy fight for Kyle Kingsbury or not?
I think it might be. The thing about, you got to remember about Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin as well, those guys put the UFC on the map with that fight that they put on when their first, you know, big fight at the end of the first season of The Ultimate Fighter. Those guys will always get a paycheck from the UFC. They will always be put in. They will always have a job there. So they're going to always be fighting, regardless of how good they are and if they're slipping a lot. But Stephen Bonner's really, really never been that great of a fighter. Forrest Griffin has gotten to the pinnacle. But, you know, Kingsbury should be fine in this fight.
Of course, he's coming off some broken facial bones off his last fight, though. Will that play a role in this or what?
Well, it depends on the mentality of the fighter, but, you know, if it was, you know, screws and things like that in surgery, you know, that's got to play a mental role.
No, there were no screws.
I'd be tentative, I guess.
Okay, speaking of screws, and Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez, did that score, was that correct last night?
I have no problem with it. I really don't. I have no problem with it. I think it was 7-5 either way. Or 6-6. I personally wasn't scoring the fight, but I thought what happened was the rounds Marquez won, he won a lot more clearly with cleaner shots. The rounds Pacquiao won weren't as clean and clear, but he might have won a few more. So I don't have a problem with it, but I understand Marquez being upset.
Well, you know, I'll go back to the fight news, and I haven't mentioned fight news this many times in a show before or in a long, long time, but their poll right after the fight had 58% of the people thinking Marquez won, 33% went thinking that Manny won, and 10% calling it a draw. And you know that Fight News is the number one shill for Top Rank, and they wouldn't have put that poll up if it wasn't legit.
You just really kind of feel bad for Marquez, the draw and these two so close losses. But I think the person to blame in all of this is Ignacio Bearstein. He should have not been telling Marquez he was winning. You've been, in their eyes, screwed twice before. You put him away. You keep the pressure on. You don't tell your fighter he's winning. And it cost him those last two rounds. He stepped off the gas because his trainer told him to, or okay, told him he was winning.
I got a question for you. Where do you, and maybe I asked you this before, but is Joe Frazier deserved to be in the top five or the top ten? Where does he deserve to be in the all-time heavyweight champion of boxing listings?
I put him in the top five, maybe right there at five, but I really think he deserved it. He was so gritty. He was, you know, that mean left hook. He was just a bulldog and just one of the toughest heavyweights you'll ever run into. And, you know, he gave the greatest three incredible fights. So you got to put him up there.
And when it comes to the world of MMA, you are the greatest, young man. I thank you so much for your time. Good luck. Have a good week, and have a great week at work.
You too, Pedro. Thanks a lot.
Matt Grizzle, folks, of course, he writes occasionally at ringtalk.com, but he's a former MMA fighter, and he's also a big boxing fan. He's done some boxing in his time, so he thinks Marquez lost last night, 7-5, two rounds, 2 points. I had it the other way. Actually, I had it 7-4-1 in rounds for Juan Manuel Marquez. I gave Manny Pacquiao 4 rounds. I called 1 round even. I gave Marquez 7 rounds. I based it on ring generalship. And what I mean by ring generalship is that he who controls the action, it's he who is imposing his will. It's he who is making the other guy fight his fight. And I think that's what Juan Manuel Marquez did last night. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. Next up, Mr. Controversy himself. I'm talking about one of the veterans of the boxing game, matchmaker Johnny Boz, right here on the American Forces Network, and of course the Sports Byline Network, and of course we are live on sportsbyline.com as well as facebook.com/ringtalk. Just go to the Ustream button, hit the live button, watch the live audio, live video and audio right here from the Sports Byline Studios. You're tuned to Ring Talk. You want to talk to Johnny Boz, you want to talk a little boxing? This is it. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529.
I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our 5th facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Joe, I know you don't like to talk in a moment like this, but you're getting $2.5 million. Will that make any difference in the way you're going to fight?
Well, it gives me inspiration to do a little more, you know, and go forward a little more, and I feel good about it.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The reason why we're in here is that the big fight took place last night in Las Vegas. Of course, we're talking about Manny Pacquiao's majority decision win over Juan Manuel Marquez. And since the majority of the boxing world is up in arms over this decision, according to one poll, as I said, at FightNews.com, the 58% of the fans polled last night thought that Marquez won the fight, 33% thought that Pacquiao won the fight, and 10% thought that the fight was a draw. And, of course, the ring was riddled with bottles and cans and all kinds of debris and things like that, and people were booing and the whole nine yards. So the crowd wasn't too appreciative of the decision last night. Now, my next guest is probably the foremost expert in the world of boxing. I mean, he's done it all. He's been a matchmaker. He's been a promoter. I mean, he is Mr. Boxing. I'm talking about Mr. Johnny Boz. What's up, Boz, man?
Yo, what's happening, Pedro?
Talk to me last night. How'd you score that fight? Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez.
To be honest?
I hope so.
118-110.
That's 10-2 in rounds?
Yeah, and I don't think Pacquiao won a definitive round in the whole fight.
But okay, so why are people so enamored with Manny Pacquiao? Why is it that anything he does, even when he drops a turd, people think it smells like a rose? Why is that?
Good selling job. Yeah, and look, I'm going to tell you something else. I think, you know, I've had fighters over the years where 2 pounds can make a hell of a lot of difference. And last night he did come in at 143. And he didn't look like he was punching any power at all.
Well, could it be the fact that he's no longer taking those special vitamins? I mean, he looks vitaminless.
No, I think if Denny would have weighed 119.
I'm talking about basically the accusations that he has been taking performance enhancing drugs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Austin Trout
he'd be back down to a bantamweight.
Austin Trout was on the show yesterday, the WBA super welterweight champion. Of course,
right.
The man is going to fight Anthony Mundine next, and then after that, the winner of the Miguel Cotto Antonio Margarito rematch. And he says is highly he from a boxer's point of view. He's highly suspicious of Manny Pacquiao and the fact that he's been able to move up in weight. And I told you about that conversation I had with Miguel Cotto last November. That conversation I had with Miguel Cotto last year, last November in Colombia, and he said to me he couldn't imagine a smaller guy getting stronger in the eighth and the ninth round. So based on that, isn't it physically impossible to do what Manny Pacquiao's done without the use of some performance enhancing drugs?
Yeah, but there's a lot of them.
What do you mean? Everybody's doing them?
Sure. Look at Marquez last night. Here's a guy that was 126 the first time they fought.
So what percentage do you think of boxers are using illegal substances
now? Well, if you say percentage of boxers, I'll say very few. If you say percentage of champions, I'll say quite a few of them.
Because I know in the world of mixed martial arts is a lot of performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, guys are blood doping.
Well, a kid earning $600 for a four-round is going to have a very difficult time affording it.
Yeah, you got a point there. But you know what? You know what I was told? I was told this by Spider Bynum. Of course, he was a longtime referee and a WBC judge, and he was the attorney for the WBC and everything like that. But he told me, guess who the original blood doper was in boxing? You can't guess.
I know Nigel Benn was.
No. Salvador Sanchez.
Was he?
Yep.
Well, when you think back, as crazy as it sounds, the original steroid guy might have been Jimmy Ellis.
Interesting.
Because he went from, in 1965, from 155... to by the end of 65, he was 55. I mean 65. In 66, 67, he was up at 75. By the end of 77, he was 90 and 200.
Okay. Now, me being the self-absorbed person that I am, okay, I think that I should be the boxing czar for the United States of America. I think I should be the federal boxing commissioner because, you see, I wouldn't be picking judges that are known to sway one way or they can be influenced. And I do think that some judges are influenced in boxing. They're influenced by the promoter. And I think last night was a classic example of the Felix Sturm-Oscar De La Hoya fight of a few years back when De La Hoya got his head handed to him by Felix Sturm. I mean, Felix beat him like
there
a girl.
There has been so much of that.
Should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on Oscar so much. And speaking of Oscar, hold on. Speaking of Oscar, another chick is suing him for false imprisonment and doing cocaine and dressing up like a broad. I saw that was the latest headline last night on Yahoo.com. And I don't know if you remember this, Boz, but about a month and a half ago I wrote when he came out with this admission that he did do the cocaine, that he was dressing up like a broad, this and that he was doing it as a preemptive move on something. Remember when I said that?
Yep.
That he was doing it because there was something else coming down, and that's what it was. This broad is suing him for millions of dollars for false imprisonment and the whole nine yards, but I guess everybody gets their freak on. Oscar just gets his freak on in Fredericks of Hollywood, or in Fredericks of Hollywood,
did you see what else they had him bring over there? What
did they have him bring over there?
Dildos and plugs.
You would only hear this on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks, with the great Johnny Boz. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast.
The New York Post.
It was in the New York Post.
Yeah, it was a two-page story.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. We are live at sportsbyline.com. We are also live at Facebook.com/ringtalk.com, Facebook.com/ringtalk, the live Ustream video. And, of course, this show will be on iTunes in a few hours. Of course, all our shows are on iTunes, Ring Talk on iTunes, so Johnny Boz, a two-page story about Oscar with the dildos and all this kind of stuff, or what?
I think it was in Wednesday or Thursday's New York Post.
Well, you know what I miss? You know what I miss, Boz? Speaking of New York, I miss you in New York. But when I used to go back to New York, I used to miss, you know, I'd grab Michael Katz in the New York Daily News, and I'd grab Mike Marley in the New York Post, and I didn't read Phil Berger because I wasn't a big fan of Phil Berger. I don't know if I told you a story about Phil Berger. I was involved in network negotiations with the former Talk America radio network, and it was published in the National Sports Daily when National was going around. So Phil called them up and told me to do the show for free. So they came back, and they were offering me like $550 a week to do this one-hour show. And then they came back, and they said, well, we'll give you $250. I said, this isn't the way negotiations are supposed to go here. You're supposed to go up, not down. And they go, look, either take it or leave it. So I said, I'll leave it. So Phil Berger lasted 2 weeks, and God rest his soul. I know he passed away from colon cancer, but I never had much respect for Phil Berger after that, because had Phil Berger been walking the picket lines in front of the New York Times as a union writer, and had I went in there and crossed the picket line and done a scab move on him, that's what I thought he did. I thought he pulled a scab move on me, but I wasn't a big Phil Berger fan.
That's what happened to boxing.
Remember,
in the late 80s, they were paying $64,000 on ESPN.
Now they're paying $12,000.
Yeah. What? It's up to $25,000 now, but still, it's ridiculous.
Okay, if they were paying $65,000 in the 80s, and that was 1980s money, a big difference from $25,000 in 2011 money. Now, you talked about on Facebook last night there should be a six-month moratorium on boxing. Why?
Why? Because somebody has to sit down and clean this sport up. This sport needs an enema.
But you can't clean dirt.
Well, you know what you can do with dirt?
You sweep it away?
Yeah.
You know, because that was the great Howard Cosell's line. You can't clean dirt. That's why you eventually got out of boxing. Okay, so I talked about myself being the federal boxing czar. You'd probably make a good czar yourself. I think that Paco Valcarcel, Francisco Valcarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, has always done a good job in selecting judges. And when he selects the judges for his title fights around the world, you don't see any controversy. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Pedro. When I was a kid in New York, for any fight, they were never announced and never told they were working till the day of the show.
And that leaves, and why do you think that's a positive?
Because there's very little time for people to get to them.
So you trying to say you think some of these judges are got to? I think they just...
I don't think they have to be gotten to anymore.
No.
Remember, in those days, you did not have promotional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they know if they don't vote for the promoter's fighter, they're not going to work.
Good point. Good point. Johnny Baugh is our guest, folks. We're talking boxing, of course, last night's fight between Juan Manuel Marquez and Manny Pacquiao. A bit controversial in a lot of people's minds. I thought that Marquez won 7-4 with one even. Johnny Baugh had it 10-2. Kevin Perry had it 6-5-1. I think he had it real close. The other guys for Pacquiao. So it sort of mixed emotions here.
I watched it on Sky Television.
Yeah, how about Amir Khan? Amir Khan's challenging Juan Manuel Marquez to a fight before the decision was announced.
Yeah, I know.
That's how confident he was.
Well, he sounded before like he had it a lot bigger than he said afterwards.
Well, he probably might have changed his mind after he saw the official call.
Yeah, but I know Steve Bunce had it, I think, 118-110 from England. And so did Steve Collins.
Okay. Now, for a long time, I've been saying, and people have laughed at me, and the Filipinos have really gotten out of hand. They've went absolutely berserk. I mean, they've chucked up their, what's their favorite dish over there? I can't think of it right now. But they've chucked up their food, because I say that Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping pong paddle. I think
I'm going to tell you something now. I mean, I don't think there's no way you can make Mayweather and Pacquiao now.
Because of the fact that Pacquiao his stock has dropped.
Oh, tremendously. And for the fact that everybody after the Mayweather-Marquez fight was saying they thought Mayweather carried him.
He did carry him for 12 rounds.
Yeah.
You know, he did carry him for 12.
And, that's the third time I've thought Marquez beat him.
Well, I thought Marquez definitely won the second fight. The first fight might have been real close. Of course,
it was close only because Pacquiao won the first two rounds big.
Yeah.
And then lost the next 10.
Good point. So, John, anything happening in Florida for you? You do anything down there?
Little shows
here and there?
Yep.
You know what? Over the years, man, you've been one of my good buddies in boxing. You're always honest, and I can always come to you and get a straight opinion, and I truly love you for that.
Thank you. And I'm going to say one more thing that people haven't mentioned. In the two previous fights, Marquez and Mayweather had. I mean, Marquez and Pacquiao had.
Yeah.
When Pacquiao would hit Marquez would get hurt.
He went down.
Or he would go down. In fact, he went down 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him blink last night, which means he never even got hit good.
There you have it, folks, from the Boz man himself, Mr. Johnny Boz on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. JB, all the best to you, man. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, you take care.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as ringtalk.com, sportsbyline.com, and, of course, facebook.com/ringtalk. Now, this is not our usual time. Check us out Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's our usual show. Today is a special edition because of last night's ripoff, the Manny Pacquiao getting the win over Juan Manuel Marquez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up 4-fold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, in serving, we lead. Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
That tune you hear in the background, that noise, that's the baritone sax of the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Cook, of course, one of the co-founding members of Tower of Power, along with Emilio Castillo. You can check my workout at towerofpower.com. Now, I've got some people listening on Sirius Radio right now, and of course, I want to remind you of my website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world, boxing and MMA. And, of course, we air each and every Saturday, normally at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yesterday's show is already up on iTunes. This show will be up on iTunes in a few hours, so you can check out these shows on iTunes as well, Ring Talk on iTunes. And, of course, you can always check out our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Ring Talk. And, of course, we've got it all going on there. And, you know, once in a while I've been known to step across the border or step across the line and challenge people and ridicule people and, you know, and just make fun of people. And right now I'm making fun of Manny Pacquiao because last night, man, you got your head handed to you. You got beat. And guess what? If you ever fight Floyd Mayweather, you couldn't hit him in the butt now with a tennis racket, not a ping pong paddle, a tennis racket. So until next week, Manny Pacquiao, go back to the Philippines, count up all your pesos, have a good time. But the bottom line is you are inferior to Floyd Mayweather. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-A-L-K. .com. Want to thank my great producer. I'm talking about the great Scott Cuddy, and of course, my aide in the studio, Rosario Cervantes, and my great dog, Floppy. Later, people.